Man, we had a hell of a week at Blue Ball.
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you what.
Now, straight from the cat house. Cat house report. The Blue Ball correspondent.
I gotta have something to drink.
What's going on, Blue Ball? What's going on, Blue Ball? What's going on, Blue Ball?
I need some dope right
now. That's gonna tell us, man.
All right. You've heard about my uncle. The one that married the dad's sister.
Oh, no, the goat man.
Huh?
The one that gave you the goat?
No, that's my brother-in-law. No, this is my uncle. This is the one that...
It's not David.
No, this is married Aunt Patsy. Terry. Terry's the one that's big. Big, and he's... important. I can't believe Dad hadn't told him.
Important.
Well, Terry was driving the tractor Labor Day, and he got down there on the pond bank, turned the tractor over. I know I was up at the house, and father-in-law called me and said, somebody down there at Jack's underneath the tractor. I said, well, you know, who is it? I don't know. There's somebody under the tractor. Okay, well, I'll go check it out. So I jump in the truck and head down there. When I get down the road, there's lights blaring. There's 27 vehicles parked down there. Helltown fire truck. The Helltown fire truck. The 3/4-ton pickup with a barrel in the bed.
Did it tie fire hose onto the tractor and pull it off?
Water hose.
What, man?
No.
Works
they got
drinks.
Technical. I'm telling you, they got bad technical. We got down there, and I it was Terry. He was down there, and he had rolled off a steep pond bank. I mean, it's like that. Tractor's down on its side, and he's down there under it. Well, they had, you know, first response is down there and taking his blood pressure with their rubber gloves on and whatnot. And he's wallering around down there. Diesel's leaking out of the tractor, you know. Well, they tried to move him. No, I broke my leg. Can't move me. I broke my neck and my back, too. You don't need to move me. Okay, well, but you gotta straighten my leg out. It's hurting. Well, they straightened his leg out. He hollered around. Well, I got him all lined out. Got him eased off there. Diesel's pouring out of the tractor because it's upside down. And he's laying in the canopy. They called the ambulance down there. Going to get the ambulance to come down and get him. Well, while we're waiting on the ambulance to get there, we look over there all of a sudden. He's laying in a puddle of diesel. And he pulls out a pack of cigarettes. Pokes one in his mouth, pulls out the light. Well, Chris is on the job. He runs over and grabs it out of his mouth. You don't need to be smoking in this diesel. Well, they finally wound up putting a coffee can under there to catch the diesel. We're sitting up there watching, you know. By the time the ambulance got there, we had, I guarantee there were 40 people standing out there, all up down the valley, had their lawn chairs out there. We were watching.
Somebody
said a card game going over there in the corner. You know.
Nobody had any dominoes.
I didn't see you. I'm pretty sure there were some cords floating around. It was a regular party. Next thing we know, here's Chris out walking around in the pasture. And I said, no, surely not. Surely not. But yeah, sure enough, here in about 5 minutes, here comes the helicopter. I came in lit up Jack's Meadow. Well, I had to go pick him up in the ambulance, drive him up there where Terry was. It's across the highway. Chris decided they couldn't land over there in the pasture by the pond because there were too many trees and, you know, power lines crossing it and whatnot. So we had to land in the hay meadow across. Of course, there's hay down. They're baling hay out there while this is going on. Chris's nephew, Ryan, just to throw this in the middle of when Chris found out about it, his nephew comes up there and he says, this is how Ryan does it. He walks into the house and says, Uncle Chris, Terry's up there under the tractor. We need you to come help us pull him out. Chris said,
what?
He said, Terry's under the tractor. We can't get it off of him. We need you to come help us pull him out. Anyway, Ryan goes back to baling hay after that. Actually, he's on the right. That helicopter comes down and got hay down all over that. It's it. Disperses.
Redo.
Had to rewrite the hay. But they loaded him up in the ambulance, and he's a big man. He's a big man. It took 9 ups to carry him up that hill and get him in the ambulance. And my other brother-in-law on the other side of the family went over there to pick up one side of him. One point, and he dropped him. So I had to run over there and pick up the little stretcher that he was on. And then that jerk that driving the ambulance told me to get out of the way and made me mad. Anyway, they drove him down to across the hay meadow and, you know, loaded him up in the helicopter, airlifted him off. Hot Springs. Hot Springs. Called back. Aunt Patsy called Dad about 9 o'clock that night. How's Terry doing? You know, is his neck broken? No, he's fine. We're coming home in the morning. Well, so then we gotta get the tractor out from under the pond. We called old Wagner down there. She's got his. Got the wrecker, and we had him come pull it out. We turned it over with that wrecker. We turned it over 2 or 3 times before we finally got it up where it needed. I drove by the other day and hood was up. I don't know if the tractor survived, but it was quite a. Entertainment. It was a lot of entertainment for us down there. We hadn't seen
it. But it didn't hurt him.
No.
Y'all got it on the calendar for next year?
Labor Day. That's going to be the Labor Day.
Go y'all could have a festival.
Blue ball, tractor flipping, and hay scattering.